the suspected double murder and suicide at a house outside the village of Lixnaw in North Kerry is the main story for many papers. The deaths of three members of one family were described by Kerry TD Michael Healy Ray as shocking and beyond belief, as the Irish Daily Mirror reports. A photograph of the Defence Forces searching a field at Moy Ross in Limerick City dominates the front page of the Irish Sun. The paper's subhead sums up the targeting of organised criminals. 300 cops and the army launch huge raids on crime mob and seize cash, bling, horses, luxury cars and drugs. A larger version of the photograph of members of the Defence Forces is carried on the Irish Examiner's front page, credited to Brendan Gleeson. That paper leads with a report that a primary school principal who had to contact families directly to alert them about a COVID-19 case at the school has urged the health service executive to move faster to help schools with outbreaks. The intervention of Damien White of Skull Hinkle in Tullamore, County Offaly, comes as the World Health Organization's Dr. Mike Ryan calls on governments to help schools so that they can stay open this winter, the Examiner says. COVID and schools provide the lead story for the Irish Times too. The paper reports that school children who are close contacts of COVID-19 cases would no longer have to self-isolate if they showed no symptoms, under changes being considered by health officials. With the testing system coming under extreme pressure, public health specialists are pressing for a relaxation of rules that require them to stay at home for at least 10 days, the paper says. The Times is the only paper to run the Zappone affair on its front page. The paper reports that the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs is expected to invite former Minister Catherine Zappone to answer questions about her abandoned appointment as a UN Special Envoy. Committee members want to hear her reaction to the assertion by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, yesterday that she was mistaken to believe she had been offered the job last March, before the role had been considered by officials in his department. However, the Times says it is not clear if Ms. Zappone will accept an invitation. She did not respond to efforts by the paper to contact her yesterday. There is much attention given to the number of Leaving Cert students who achieved the maximum 625 points. Their number rocketed to 1,342 this year, more than double the 2020 figure, and a six-fold increase on 2019, said The Independent. Delight and disappointment greeted the CAO offers, writes John Walsh. Two groups were particularly upset: the high achievers who did not get their first preference, and many of the 21,000 plus who sat the exam in previous years.